purchase a hot or iced coffee with your Perks Enrolled Dunkin' card, and you're entered to win 2015 season tickets. We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave and Bo here. Time for your Twitter mailbag questions. Ready to go?
I'm ready to go. We'll start with at KidCody307, who wants to know, Dave, will the team keep four tight ends or four running backs?
I would say at this point more likely to go with four running backs, but it's certainly an open competition. Kenyon Barner, tremendous performance in week one of the preseason. Eric Tomlinson, a developmental-type tight end, a blocker more than a pure runner. Can you sneak him on the practice squad and develop him? I think I'm leaning more toward the running backs, but we'll see next three preseason games.
And I think,
do you have a feel?
Zach Ertz's injury situation will play a factor here as well. If he is, in fact, ready for week one, then you're probably more likely to go three tight ends. Also a possibility they keep four of both and only five wide receivers. It's going to depend on special teams, guys' ability to contribute there.
From at Stephen B. Presky, what do you look forward to in these joint practices, Bo?
Well, we talked about it at the top, Dave, just the opportunity to see this team against players who they have not competed against thus far, a little bit spicier in terms of the competition as we've seen with the fights throughout the league. Just a good opportunity to judge the talent on this roster.
Yeah, and it's a really important week for Sam Bradford. He's wearing the red jersey, so he won't get hit, but he's going against another team. The tempo is faster, a little bit more intensity against the Ravens, and so it gives a more realistic game situation leading into Saturday night's game. I think it's a really important week for Bradford, and I thought he looked great today.
I thought he did as well. Our last question, Dave, coming with somebody interested in one of the more unheralded players on the roster. How much playing time do you expect safety Jerome Copeland to get this week?
Well, watching him in practice, first of all, I'm amazed that he's back on the practice field a couple of weeks after having an appendix removal, appendicitis. He looked a little bit slow. I mean, understandably so. I think they're going to have to try to ease him into it on Saturday. He is several steps slow in his recovery. He's just not fully healthy. He's out there because he's trying to win a roster job.
Yeah, those safety spots a little bit hampered by injury with Copeland, Earl Wolf. We saw what Ed Reynolds did with the opportunity because of that to play so much, getting those two interceptions. I think he'll be another player to watch on Saturday again.
So keep your fan questions coming at Eagles Show on Twitter, Eagles Shows on Twitter, and we'll answer them for you right here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. When we return, well, one of the players that we're looking at here in this training camp period in the preseason is Andrew Gardner. He has separated himself maybe just a teensy, tiny bit. He's the starting right guard for the moment. That's in pencil. We'll find out what makes him tick when we return in just a moment.